Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldar and today Maseches Zvachim, Daf Nun Vav, the fifth parak, Ezu Makoman. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Shmuel said that one is only chayav for entering the Azar while Tameh, for the interior area of the Azar, 187 amos long by 135 amos wide. Similarly, Rav Nachman quoted his father saying, the Kohanim may eat kachim in this area, one may shecht kachim kalim there, and is chayav for tumah there. The Gemara asks which other area they intended to exclude from tumah liability. They didn't mean to exclude the windows, doors, and thickness of the Azara walls because they have the same status as the Azara. Rather, they meant to exclude Lushakos, chambers which were benuyos b'chol b'suchos l'kodesh, built in non-sacred space outside the Azara and open into sacred space. Although Mishnah states Tochan Kodesh, their interior is holy, this is only midrabban, but midraisa, they are not part of the Azara. The Gemara objects that a braisa permits eating in such chambers, darshini b'chaser olamod yachula, in the courtyard of the tent of meeting they shall eat it. Hator ribsa chaseros harbe etzol achila achas. The Torah included many courtyards regarding a single eating. Rabbi answers that this drush is unique to eating, but they are not Kodesh regarding tumah. Another braisa adds that one cannot shecht karbanos in such loshakos, which the Gemara concludes is because they're not Kodesh. Point number two, Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi says, Menayin with dam shenipsal b'shkiyas ochama. From where do we derive that dam, blood, becomes disqualified from matanos at sunset? The pasuk says, B'yom hakrivu azivcho ye'achel. On the day that he offers his carbon, it shall be eaten, teaching, B'yom she'atazoveach atamakriv. On the day that you shecht the carbon, you may offer its blood. B'yom she'iatazoveach iatamakriv. On the day you do not shecht it, you may not offer its blood. Once shkia passes, it is no longer the same day that the carbon was shechted, and the dam cannot be offered. Although this pasuk is needed to teach that shlamim may be eaten for 2 days and a night, the superfluous word hakrivu, he offers, limits zrika to the day of shechita. The Gemara asks that perhaps the pasuk is teaching that the 2 days of eating begin from hakrivu, meaning the zrika, and answers that the word zivcho is also extra, linking the zrika with the shechita to be done the same day. And point number three, Amoraim discuss a mechashev or shlishi, one who intends, during the avodah of Hashlamim, to eat its meat on the eve of the third day. Chizkiah says the carbon remains valid, the halo intik l'sreifa, because it's not yet fully removed from its allotted time to be designated for burning until the third morning, and his intent is therefore not entirely chutz l'zmano. Yochanan says the carbon is invalid, da'idchile mechila, because at that time it's already disqualified from eating, so the intent is considered chutz l'zmano. This machlokas also appears regarding ha'ochel or shlishi, one who eats shlamim meat on the eve of the third day. Chizkiah says he's patur from bringing a chatas for eating nosar, d'lo intik l'sreif, because it is not yet fully removed from its allotted time for burning, and Rabbi Yochanan says he is chay for nosar, da'idchile ma'achil, because it has been disqualified from eating and is therefore nosar. A braisa supports Rabbi Yochanan. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Shmuel said that one is only chay for entering the Azara, well, tameh, for the interior area of the Azara, 187 amos long by 135 amos wide. Similarly, Rav Nachman quoted his father saying, the Kohanim may eat kachim in this area, one may shecht kachim kalim there, and is chayav for tumah there. The Gemara asks which other area they intended to exclude from tumah liability. They didn't mean to exclude the windows, doors, and thickness of the Azara walls because they have the same status as the Azara. Rather, they meant to exclude lushakos, chambers which were benuyos b'chol b'suchos l'kodesh, built in non-sacred space outside the Azara and open into sacred space. Although Mishnah states Tochan Kodesh, their interior is holy, this is only midrabban, but midraisa, they are not part of the Azara. The Gemara objects that a braisa permits eating in such chambers, darshini b'chaser olamod yachula, in the courtyard of the tent of meeting they shall eat it. Hator ribsa chaseros harbe etzol achila achas. The Torah included many courtyards regarding a single eating. Rabbi answers that this drush is unique to eating, but they are not Kodesh regarding tumah. Another braisa adds that one cannot shecht karbanos in such loshakos, which the Gemara concludes is because they're not Kodesh. Point number two, Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi says, Menayin with dam shenipsal b'shkiyas ochama. From where do we derive that dam, blood, becomes disqualified from matanos at sunset? The pasuk says, B'yom hakrivu azivcho ye'achel. On the day that he offers his carbon, it shall be eaten, teaching, B'yom she'atazoveach atamakriv. On the day that you shecht the carbon, you may offer its blood. B'yom she'iatazoveach iatamakriv. On the day you do not shecht it, you may not offer its blood. Once shkia passes, it is no longer the same day that the carbon was shechted, and the dam cannot be offered. Although this pasuk is needed to teach that shlamim may be eaten for 2 days and a night, the superfluous word hakrivu, he offers, limits zrika to the day of shechita. The Gemara asks that perhaps the pasuk is teaching that the 2 days of eating begin from hakrivu, meaning the zrika, and answers that the word zivcho is also extra, linking the zrika with the shechita to be done the same day. And point number three, Amoraim discuss a mechashev or shlishi, one who intends, during the avodah of Hashlamim, to eat its meat on the eve of the third day. Chizkiah says the carbon remains valid, the halo intik lesreifa, because it's not yet fully removed from its allotted time to be designated for burning until the third morning, and his intent is therefore not entirely chutz lezmano. Yochanan says the carbon is invalid, da'idchile machila, because at that time it's already disqualified from eating, so the intent is considered chutz lezmano. This machlokas also appears regarding ha'ochel or shlishi, one who eats shlamim meat on the eve of the third day. Chizkiah says he's patur from bringing a chatas for eating nosar, because it is not yet fully removed from its allotted time for burning. And Rabbi Yochanan says he is chay for nosar, because it has been disqualified from eating and is therefore nosar. A brisa supports Rabbi Yochanan. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun Vav, and this is suggested to us by Rabbi Shlomo Weissman from Passaic, New Jersey, as well as from Rabbi Moshe White from Edmonton, Alberta. They both suggested that Nun Vav is a shusher in shul going, nu nu, nu nu. So here goes. The Tamei Shusher, who was permitted to be in Alishka next to the Azara, shouted nu nu to the Kohen to make sure he does the Zrikas Adam before Shkia, or else the blood becomes pasul. At the same time, his Shusher twin brother in a different Lishka shushed a Kohen doing Shechita v'Shlamim, who intended to eat its meat on the eve of the third day. So once again, in slow motion, the Tamei Shusher, who was permitted to be in Alishka next to the Azara, shouted nu nu, Shusher, nu nu? That must be more on Daf Nun Vav. The Tamei Shusher, who is permitted to be in Alishka next to the Azara, which reminds us, Shmuel said that one is only chayav for entering the Azara while Tamei, for the interior area of the Azara, 187 amos long by 135 amos wide. This doesn't mean to exclude the windows, doors, and thickness of the Azara walls, because they have the same status as the Azara. Rather, it's meant to exclude Lushakos, chambers which were Benuyas Bechol Upsuchos Lakodesh, built in non-sacred space outside the Azara and open into sacred space. Although Mishnah states Tochen Kodesh, their interior is holy, this is only Midrabanan, but Midraisa, they're not part of the Azara. So the Tamei Shusher, who is permitted to be in Alishka next to the Azara, shouted nu nu to the Kohen to make sure he does the Zrikas Adam before Shkia, or else the blood becomes pasul. Which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi says, Menayin l'dam shenipsal b'shkias hachama, from where do we derive that blood becomes disqualified from a tanos at sunset? The pasuk says, B'yom hakrivu azivcho ye'achel, on the day that he offers his carbon, it shall be eaten, teaching, B'yom shata zoveach ata makrib, on the day that you shecht the carbon, you may offer its blood. B'yom she'iata zoveach iata makrib, on the day that you do not shecht it, you may not offer its blood. Once shkia passes, it's no longer the same day that the carbon was shechted, and the dam cannot be offered. So the Tamei Shusher, who is permitted to be in Alishka next to the Azara, shouted nu nu to the Kohen to make sure he does the Zrikas Adam before Shkia, or else the blood becomes pasul. At the same time, his Shusher twin brother in a different Lishka shushed the Kohen doing Shechita v'Shlamim, who intended to eat its meat on the eve of the third day, which reminds us, Amoraim discuss HaMechashev or Shlishi, one who intends, during the Avodah of Hashlamim, to eat its meat on the eve of the third day. Chizkiah says the carbon remains valid, the halo intik lesreifa, because it's not yet fully removed from its allotted time to be designated for burning until the third morning, and his intent is therefore not entirely chutz lezmano. Rabbi Yochanan says the carbon is invalid, da'idchile me'achilo, because at that time it's already disqualified from eating, so the intent is considered chutz lezmano. So once again, the Tamei Shusher, who was permitted to be in Alishka next to the Azara, shouted nu nu to the Kohen to make sure he does the Zrikas Adam before Shkia, or else the blood becomes pasul. At the same time, his Shusher twin brother in a different Lishka shushed the Kohen doing Shechita v'Shlamim, who intended to eat its meat on the eve of the third day. All right, so now it's time for our four blah bach Hazara. Daf Nun Beis. So the sim for Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, newbie to Yiddishkeit. That must be more on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit bring a chatas of to atone for a past sin. Felt like everything was going wrong when two kohanim broke out in a fight if mitzvah chatas of is ma'akev, which reminds us the Gemara brings a malchokas if mitzvah chatas of is ma'akev. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit bringing a chattuzah oaf to atone for a past sin felt like everything was going wrong when two kohanim broke out in a fight if mitzui chattuzah oaf is ma'akev, and a kohen did zriku amata on his other chattuz, making it puzzle, which reminds us, a braisa darshan's a pasuk about a chattuz. A kohen mechata osa, the kohen who applies its blood shall eat its meat. This teaches osa shenitin dam lemala, only it whose blood was applied above on the kranos may be eaten. But osa shenitin dam lemat, but not it whose blood was placed below, meaning the lower half of the mizbeach. This zrika is invalid, and its meat is not permitted. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit bringing a chattuzah oaf to atone for a past sin felt like everything was going wrong when two kohanim broke out in a fight if mitzui chattuzah oaf is ma'akev, and a kohen did zrika lamata on his other chattuz, making it pasul, while two others standing next to the yesod argued how to read the pasuk v'chila mechaper, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes, how did darshan v'chila mechaper, the nafka mina being, if she rhyme, is ma'akev. Daf Nun Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The temple-loving Nigerian prince? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The temple-loving Nigerian prince with a model of the Mizbeach in his royal throne room, who had one servant demonstrate how the Matanas Vachatas were done on the four Kranos, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas B'Lazim Rabbi Yochanan on how to perform the Matanas Vachatas on the four Kranos. One says, Nosen Amma Eloch Ma'amma Eloch. He may place it up to an Amma away from the edge on this side, and up to an Amma away on that side, meaning it may be placed within an Amma of the edge on either side. The other says, Mechat V'yord K'neged Chudo Shel Keren. Applies the blood by running his finger downward down the edge of the corner, parallel to the edge of the horn above. So the temple-loving Nigerian prince with a model of the Mizbeach in his royal throne room, who had one servant demonstrate how the Matanas Vachatas were done on the four Kranos, while another one performed a Zrika of an Ola on the two corners to show what Shtaim Shen Arba meant, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas how to perform the Zrika of an Ola. An Ola's blood is thrown as Shtei Matanas Shen Arba, two applications which are equal to four. Rav explains, Nosin v'chozev nosin. He applies, meaning he throws the blood on one side of the corner, and again applies it on the other side, totaling four applications. Shmuel says, Matana achas gamin gamma nosin. He makes a single application in the shape of a gamma by throwing the blood against the two corners, which spreads to each wall, thus the blood reaches all four walls. So the temple-loving Nigerian prince with a model of the Mizbeach in his royal throne room, who had one servant demonstrate how the Matanas Vachatas were done on the four Kranos, while another one performed a Zrika of an Ola on the two corners to show what Shtaim Shen Arba meant, had his guest stand in the Yudah section by the southeast corner, which lacked a Yesod, which reminds us the southeast corner of the Mizbeach had no Yesod because it was not in Binyamin's portion, rather it was in Yehuda's Chelak. Daf Nun Dalet, so the symbol of Daf Nun Dalet is noodles. So here goes. While some construction work is using noodles, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Dalet. While some construction workers using noodles to measure the Mizbeach they were building argued if they should skip the Yesod on the southeast corner or build it, which reminds us, the previous Daf taught that the southeast corner of the Mizbeach had no Yesod, and a Maraim debate what this means. Rav says this means Bebinyan. There was literally no Yesod in the structure of the Mizbeach on that side. Levi says that there was a physical Yesod built all around, and the Gemara means bedamim. There was no legal base regarding bloods, meaning no blood applications were valid on that corner, since it was not in Binyamin's portion. So while some construction workers using noodles to measure the Mizbeach they were building argued if they should skip the Yesod on the southeast corner or build it, others added dry noodles to the stone mixture, making up the foundation of the Mizbeach, which reminds us, Gemara brings a braisa describing the Mizbeach's construction. They bring a malbein, a wooden frame measuring 32 amos by 32 amos and one amma high, and bring smooth, damp stones and bring lime, lead glaze, and tar, dissolve them together and pour the mixture over the stones, resulting in a solid block of 32 by 32, which forms the Mizbeach's base. This is repeated with a frame of 30 amos square and 5 amos high, and a third frame of 28 amos square and 3 amos high, thus forming the three sections of the Mizbeach. Finally, a frame of 1 cubit amma forms each keren. So while some construction workers using noodles to measure the Mizbeach they were building argued if they should skip the Yesod on the southeast corner or build it, others added dry noodles to the stone mixture, making up the foundation of the Mizbeach, on the exact spot determined by David HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi, which reminds the Gemara brings David and Shmuel's efforts to determine the site for the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says, "Vakamta v'lisa el hamakom," and you shall rise up and ascend to the place which HaKadosh Baruch Hu would choose, which teaches Shebeis HaMikdash gavo mikol Eretz Yisrael, that the Beis HaMikdash must be higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. They didn't know where this was until studying Sefer Yeshua and finding that the border of Binyamin's portion with Yehuda's is uniquely described only as ascending, but not descending, and they realized that the site must be there. Daf Nun Hey. So the symbol for Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The former Nazarene, the man who just returned from overseas, eating their Isle Nazar and Toda in Yerushalayim, near the store selling speed limit signs of 55. Speed limit signs of 55? That must be more on Daf Nun Hey. The former Nazir and the man who just returned from overseas eating their Al Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim, near the store selling speed limit signs of 55, which reminds us that Toda and Al Nazir are kachim kalim and can be shakted b'kol makom ba'azara and eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So the former Nazir and the man who just returned from overseas eating the Al Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim near the store selling speed limit signs of 55, sitting next to a man eating a shlamim who had the right to shakht anywhere, in the Azar, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that Shlamim are Kachim Kalim and may be shakted anywhere in the Azar and are similar to the Karbanas mentioned already, except that Shlamim may be eaten for 2 days and a night, and their Chaz V'Shok are eaten by Kohanim and their families. So the former Nazir and the man who just returned from overseas eating their Al Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim, near the store selling speed limit signs of 55, sitting next to a man eating a Shlamim who had the right to shakt anywhere, in the Azara, were met by a man who bought a sign because he should have slowed down when shakting a shlamim and noticed that the doors of the heichal were still closed, making his carbon possible, which reminds us, Shmuel said that shlamim which one shechted before the doors of the heichal were opened are possible because the pasuk says, v'shachetu pesach ohel moed, and he shall slaughter it at the entrance of the tent of meeting, implying, bizman shu pasuch, it must be shechted at a time that the entrance is open and not at a time when it's locked. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you know that the Toda and Al Nazar are kachim kalim and can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim? That's on daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have a machokas if mitzvah chatas ha'of is ma'akev? That's on daf Nun Beis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss the Mizbech's construction by filling multiple frames of different sizes? That's on daf Nandalat. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we discuss the din of one who's mechashiva or shlishi, who has a mind to eat the shlamim meat on the third night? That's on daf Nunvav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that shlamim which were shechted before the doors of the heichal were opened are possible? That's on daf Nunhei. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss the law of Run Bedam Kasher, that a blood stayed past sundown in the Azara, thereby coming pasul, if it was put on the Mizbech incorrectly, it remains there. That's on daf Nunav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn Dam becomes disqualified for Zrika at Shkiyas Hachama? That's on daf Nunvav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss whether the meaning of the southeast corner not having yesod means bebinyan in the actual building or bedamim in the blood applications? That's on daf Nundalat. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that a tummy is permitted to be in a lishka next to the azara? That's on daf Nunvav. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we have the drushes from the three times the pasuk states el yesod mizbach ha'ola in the parshios of chatas? That's on daf Nunav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.